Hello, everybody. I always love how Dreamy Marmot introduces her booze. She always sounds so positive and cheerful, so I thought that I should emulate her. Anyway, I'm going to share a poem that I wrote that I do not even recall writing. I just found it just recently. Obviously, I was inspired by William Butler Yeats. I wonder what he would think of it. Too bad I can't ask him. Yes, I'll hold a seance just to bring Yeats back to ask him to read one of my poems. I don't think he'd be very impressed. He'd say, "What? You brought me back from Elysian Fields just so I could read some amateur's poem?" I don't think so. He'd be very grumpy. Not that I actually believe in holding seances. I don't, for the record. I was just being silly. Anyhow, here's this poem. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I was just thinking of Yeats coming back and being all... PO'd with me, shall we say. Right, so here... Somebody obviously ate some silliness pills with her dinner. I had lentil and bacon soup. One would not expect to find silliness serum in such a concoction. But perhaps this is how these companies get one to buy more of their products. Anyhow. <laughs> 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 Right, so here's this poem, which is called The Calling of the She. And as I said, I have no recollection of writing it, but when I came across it, I thought that it must definitely have been inspired by Yeats. And I thought I would share it. Just because I can. Calling of the She. When heather gleams upon the hill, in purple-robed, a royal hue, when dusk has dowered the world with dew, and flowers once nodding heads are still, when mossy logs like old grey men, that time's keen hand has withered wild, are radiant in the half-light mild, with power far beyond our ken, when lilies like the dawn's first ray, and primroses like sun's first gyre, take on a cast of fairy fire to glimmer out with dead of day. Then in the time between the times, when all is steeped in magic's lore, then comes the call from shore to shore, a mingling there of olden rhymes, such singing ringing out like bells, the call of dream and fancied flight, such treasures hidden in the night, awakened by those airy knells. Swift-footed, fleet as sure as sun, to answer call from hill or dale, they come, the dark ones and the pale, to join the dance of life begun. Some sing with voices like the sea, a crystal call, a clarion tune, and from its moorings draw the moon to soar upon it, high and free. Some sing in sad and somber tone, a keening song, a curlew's cry, to mourn for those who soon must die, to rise again in worlds unknown. Some sport upon those heathery climes, forgetting folly, woe, and strife, and summon forth the joys of life, so all may taste those fruits betimes. Some folk may hear within their halls the echo of that eerie voice, which calls to being fate and choice, and order when all chaos falls. On garden wall or balcony, as faintest echoes spark and flare, they yet may hear the singing fair, the ancient calling of the she.